Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, good morning. 7:12, it's Brackets Hunter.
What's up?
Got a high of 63 today, some sunshine, chance for some rain and thunderstorms a little bit later on.
High of 63, huh?
A high of 63, that's it, man. Fall weather.
It was a little warm yesterday.
It was a little bit. Last night and this morning, though, really dropped down. Mm-hmm. I think that rain really cooled things off. You know, my professional opinion. tonight, clear, chilly, low of 44. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Before we start, just the regular story. So just so everyone kind of knows, a little peek behind the curtain. We have prep sites, and these prep sites are put together by companies. And they, you know, take news clips, they write out stories, they give you kind of what's going on. It's like a one-stop for everything going on in breaking news, entertainment, sports, yada, yada, yada.
They put it all together, we read it.
So we can go there and get stuff, and audio clips, everything like that. Well, apparently they must be stretching for topics today. No joke, one of our prep sites had this. In the have you ever category, have you ever pretended to wash your hands by turning the water on just in case someone was listening? How about you just wash your damn hands?
You know?
I'm going to do the effort to turn the water on, wait a second, and then turn it off because I don't want to wash your hands, you filthy animal.
All you got to do is put your hands in it.
I know. I can tell, especially around here when people don't wash their hands, because like if you're waiting by the door and you don't hear that water running, wash your hands. All right.
Takes 2 seconds.
I don't care if you don't mind that you touched your junk. I care. And then you're going to what? Touch me?
Oh. You know what I don't like, though, is when they don't have paper towel in the bathroom and just the blow dryer.
I don't care. I don't wash your hands. Wash your hands.
I'll shake your hand right after I wash them. You're going to be wet.
That's fine. At least I know they're clean. Ugh. Anyway, just turn the. Nope. Don't want to seem like a creepy dude. I'm just going to turn the water on. God. Anyway. If you have not heard, Bill Cosby sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison yesterday for sexual assault. He was led away in handcuffs to begin serving his time immediately. The judge also labeled him as a violent sexual predator. That's his mugshot. He looks...
Was he violent?
That's what the judge said. That's what the judge said.
I mean, is he beating him?
What?
Anyway, you know.
I don't know if he was beating him, but maybe because of how he did it, the drugging and everything.
I'm just wondering where they're getting the word violent.
I don't know.
You know? I think rapist is bad enough.
Threw pudding pops at him? Could have been.
Jeez,
Jimmy Kimmel did joke about Cosby's first meal last night.
Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in a Pennsylvania state prison. And this is interesting. TMZ did a bit of research, and they found out his first meal in jail will include pudding.
Vanilla pudding.
Vanilla pudding?
Yeah, that was his first meal. I just read that.
You think the guy, like the cook behind the line at the cafeteria is like going to set the pudding on his tray, and they're both going to look at each other, and then they're going to look down at the pudding, and then they're going to look up, and the cook's going to be like, eh? Pretty clever,
have,
right?
Like free pudding for life before going.
Probably.
You know, you think you'd be sick of it?
That's free. Yeah. Can't get sick of free. It's pudding, man. It's delicious.
Snack pack.
A snack pack. No, it's not snack pack.
It's Jell-O. Is
that's
Jell-O?
Yeah. Or wait, I can't
Different
remember.
Brand?
Can't remember.
So does Jell-O make pudding?
Yeah.
They just don't make the gelatin stuff.
No. So the chalk, you can get that mix that you just pour in like water. Or what, I think. I don't know. Not a big pudding guy.
Yeah, me neither.
IHOP has just released its very own pancake-infused beer, which is brewed with actual batter. The restaurant chain got together with the brewery in New York to make IHOP's Pumpkin Pancake Stout. I don't know about this.
I like my beers and my pancakes separate.
And you can't get it at IHOP either. You got to buy it somewhere else. It would make sense if you could serve it at IHOP, but they don't have their booze license, I guess.
Want to shotgun this pancake, bro?
I'm surprised IHOP doesn't, because I think about all the times I've either been hungover and wanted pancakes, and if a breakfast place has booze, you better believe I'm getting that along with my French toast or whatever.
IHOP and drunks go hand in hand.
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're hungover the next day or you're getting it that night. Lastly, swing away, Hunter. According to a new study, people in open relationships have better sex lives. Of course you're banging more people.
I don't know if anybody's going to go for this.
So researchers from York University in Toronto, of course, Canada, it's not a bunch of sex-crazed Canadians up there.
Right.
They found that in these relationships, there's a spillover effect. Having multiple partners ends up leading to more sexual needs being fulfilled, which ends up enhancing each relationship. It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win involved. Yeah, okay. I'm going to try this with Kiki. But oh, yeah. You know what? I want to strengthen our relationship by banging other people. And here, there's a catch to it, too. I really do think there is a catch to this that they don't ever talk about in open relationships.
Yeah, you catch something. You catch an STD.
That's right. You catch just a massive gonorrhea. No. There's a catch when it comes to the attractiveness of the other people you're banging.
Yeah.
It's all fair as long as you're banging other people that are uglier than your significant other. No, uglier than your significant other.
Yeah.
That's it. Honestly, if you come in, let's say I'm dating a chick who's a six. Awesome girl. We got a great relationship, but we have an open relationship, and I bring home a 10.
Even an 8.
Even an 8. Bring home a 7. That's when the jealousy sets in, and that's when you get these murder three-way stories that take place.
I just love triangles. Ever seeing this going good.
No.
You know, the open relationship thing. It would be fun to sit down and talk to a couple who actually do it and pulled it off.
I think it starts off fine, a couple here and there, but I just, as people, as creatures, you know, I think deep down, We can't handle it. Our jealousy
will come out.
Exactly. It always will.
It's so, just a weird thing.
Imagine being
in that situation.
See, and I don't think, I mean, like, as a guy, it's like, oh, yeah, it'd be great. And again, I never would, but it's like, oh, it'd be cool. I could have all these shit. But then, the first time, Kiki would bring some guy home and be like, what the hell is this?
Right, it's such a double standard.
And also, too, now, like, if I were to sleep with someone else, the just overall gut-wrenching guilt that I would feel.
Yeah.
Because, again, after the pop,
all right, the
clear mind goes...
All the blood goes back to your brain in your head.
I'd sit there and cry. Sit there and cry. So swing away, folks.
The morning dump.